KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Climate change may be threatening one of coastal California's most familiar creatures. KQED's Gretchen Weber reports for our Climate Watch team. Researchers at UC Davis say this animal's declining population could affect the entire marine ecosystem.
California mussels are vulnerable to acid levels that are rising in the ocean as the water absorbs more and more carbon dioxide from the atmosphere. The study compared mussel larvae raised at current acid levels and those raised at much higher levels predicted for the next 90 years, under two different scenarios for global warming. The study's lead author, Brian Gaylord, said the larvae suffered from the more acidic water.
The shells were smaller a little bit. They were substantially weaker. They were quite a lot thinner. And the animals inside the shells were much smaller.
Gaylord said that these impacts make the mussels more vulnerable to predators and to environmental conditions. He said hundreds of marine species depend on California mussels for food. I'm Gretchen Weber, KQED News.
Palo Alto residents take note. PG&E will test its natural gas transmission lines in town over the next 2 months. Officials say the work will begin in a week or two. It will not disrupt service, but Palo Alto residents might smell natural gas. Crews will pump water through the pipes to determine their safe operating pressures. PG&E is testing 150 miles of pipelines in the wake of last September's natural gas explosion in San Bruno. In sports, the A's embarrassed the Angels of Anaheim 9-1. Oakland is off today before heading to Detroit. The Giants beat the San Diego Padres 4-3 in extra innings. San Francisco will host the Dodgers tonight. I'm Joshua Johnson. More news online at kqednews.org.
Support for KQED News comes from San Francisco Symphony, performing Tchaikovsky this Thursday and Vivaldi July 28th. sfsymphony.org/summer.